Hey everyone, this is Jonathan Webb, host of the Legendary Momentum Podcast. Welcome back to myself and to you. It's been a while, I know. I've kind of put this on the back burner and focused on a few other things, but we're back. I am hopeful and looking forward to having a couple of these a week, maybe even more, and depending on their length, just some short snippets of encouragement, hopefully for you. A lot of things I share on here in past episodes and things I will share going forward are things I'm learning, things I'm dealing with, questions I'm asking myself, things that I'm processing. And so today I just wanted to jump on here real quick and just ask you one question. It's, are you a master or are you a dabbler? And what I mean by that is for me, I have a tendency to dabble in things. And so, for example, I feel like I'm gifted and I feel like my calling, I feel like my passions are writing and creating content. That's where I feel the most alive. That's when my juices start flowing, if you know what I mean, the creative juices. My mind starts getting really, really creative. Even when I'm watching a really good movie, I can feel the creativity kind of rising up. And so that's what I need to be focused on. That's what I need to be a master, quote unquote, a master of. But I will, with the best of them, just dive off a deep end of, hey, there's a webinar on commercial real estate investing, or there's a free class online on stock market investing, and then I'm off on this tangent. And to stop right here and say, full disclosure, neither one of those two things are wrong at all. There is fantastic value in real estate investing and in the stock market. So if that's your thing, go for it. But for me, that kind of stuff sidetracks me from what I'm supposed to be doing. Because I am not, someone that feels like I have the capacity to quote, day trade or to, find, a commercial real estate property and really invest in it and get it updated and find tenants and all that. That's not what I'm wired to do. And again, nothing wrong with either one of those two things, but I am here to write. I am here to create content. And so when I'm not doing that, when I'm not writing, when I'm not creating content, then I'm just dabbling. So I want to be a master. I want to master writing. I want to master content creation. And so for you today, like, what is that for you? It's going to be a different answer for you than it is for me. But I just want to encourage you to find that thing that you feel like is you, that's your thing, and go for it. Again, doesn't mean any of the other stuff is wrong. It doesn't mean you can't take a break and read a book, or you can't take a break and read an article, or that you have to be 24/7 focused on your thing that you're mastering. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, don't let some of these other things sidetrack you from your main thing, from your main goal, from your main vision, from your main purpose. So I hope that's encouraging to you. And like I said, going to jump on and get more regular with these again. And we'll talk soon.